Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Happy Thursday, everybody. Before we begin our mailbag, because it's all about you, I have to tell you a happy day as we welcome back intern Emmy. Give her a nice round of applause.
Yeah.
From Japan, where she was hanging out with her beau over there in Japan. Has it changed you, your world traveling, Emmy? Has it changed you at all?
I don't think so in a major way, but it was very nice nonetheless.
I think she's different. Nicest, yeah. Mm-hmm. Very different.
What was the nicest thing about Japan?
I really liked the vending machines. So.
Oh, the vending machines. Yeah. What would be the most startling item that one would find in a vending machine to the average
used
American?
Panty vending machines.
Stop
no.
it.
No,
Rob.
You see, I don't
Rob,
know. Why did you
Rob,
play that, Oscar?
Rob, I'm talking Mike, to we my asked female intern.
Yeah, he's just so awkward about this, right?
Isn't he?
Yeah, it's just like, come
it's
on.
It's the HBS daddy, you know. They're just, no,
don't draw
you don't
connections
know.
Where they don't exist.
You don't.
Bunch
you
of perverts.
You're
right.
A perv.
That's
you're
me.
A perv. Can I ask the question again, please, before we...
Please.
And don't play that sound.
Hey, my hands are up, officer.
So what would be the most unusual thing one would find for an American?
The most unusual thing for me is there was curry from a vending machine, which was interesting.
Like full curry. Well, like when you press the button, does it come out like as a hot meal of curry?
Yes.
Oh, that's so cool. That to me would be great for the United States. Wouldn't
yeah,
it?
But
be,
I feel like that to be riddled with festeria or something, you know, like it just it would never be fresh.
Festeria. Which, by the way, Mike, is that is a poisonous virus that causes fun.
Festeria.
Festeria. Yeah.
I don't even know what that is.
Could be a, that could be.
I think you meant listeria.
You think I know? No,
well,
I don't know.
You come from a family of doctors.
Clearly, I'm not one.
Or if you're going to watch the Desperate Housewives, you would say Wisteria.
That's true. Well, that's their street.
That all took place on Wisteria Lane.
Exactly.
Ooh,
exactly.
Nice pull. Mm-hmm. That was a deep cut.
Well, Emmy, welcome. How long were you in Japan?
I was there for a week.
A whole week in Japan. That's a long way to travel for just a week, though, isn't it?
She's in love.
It was
Mike.
Worth it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
They're in love.
Okay.
Young
okay.
love. You know
all
how
right.
that goes.
And I think it's nice that she has no hard feelings.
And on a sad note, we are saying goodbye today to one of my favorite interns. I will miss her laugh in the studio. I will miss her creative content. I will miss her kindness. I will miss her smarts.
Yes.
From all the way. You have to make a hell of an impression on me. To make an impression when I'm down in Florida and I'm up in Washington and I never shake hands or face-to-face meet this intern. Intern Ashley is going to Colorado today, and we're going to miss her terribly. We're going to miss her terribly, aww. Ashley. It's off to Colorado, and we wish you the very, very best of luck. You've been a wonderful intern.
Thank you so much.
You know what they have in vending machines in Colorado?
Weed.
Right.
Lots of pot. Ashley, any famous last words from you? I know we're going to see you in NOLA. You're going to be in New Orleans. Anything you'd like to share before we say adieu to you?
Right into the mic.
I just wanted to thank you guys for the opportunity to be here, and I'm going to miss you guys.
Oh, that's the nicest thing anyone's ever
just
told
like
us.
I wrote it for.
Thank you. Well, that's it. Welcome back and farewell. That's the way interns go.
Who's on deck?
Yeah.
Who's outside? Anyway, we need some interviews. Let's get some people in.
Get it in. Get it done.
Fill the slot.
Get the new ones in. Come on. Keep the revolving door.
Churn and burn, Mike. Churn and burn.
It is not a sentimental business. Yeah. What have you done for me lately, baby?
I say from the bottom of my heart, Ashley, don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out. Thank you very much. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for not us, but because it is time for our famous, the world famous Thursday mailbag.
It's all about you.
Yeah, it is. It really is. It is indeed all about you.
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 Weed.
Vending machine. Hot curry.
It's all about you.
Japan.
It's
all
yeah. Curry.
A boyfriend.
Press the button, get beef stew. Let's get right to it. Hey, Rob, any actual letters from your P.O. box, you buck-toothed idiot?
Hey, I don't have buck teeth.
You wrote it. I just read it. I'm sorry.
I want you to hold this envelope up to Mike so he can see the, what we received yesterday in the handwriting, the penmanship on the front of the envelope.
Okay. See that?
Hey, everybody, I think I read Mike O'Mara a letter.
Yeah.
Or Rob Spiewak.
And inside, all it reads, and I'll show you this, it looks almost like it was made with stencils. It says, Adam Newman, 500 pro wrestling shirts is king of Virginia.
Yeah.
Hello, Newman.
I mean, it's weird.
It's like a ransom
man.
Letter.
It is. It what looks like it, that's
ad.
It.
Now, or an show. Ad, you know.
But there's no way to find the wrestling shirt, so it's a
Adam
bad
Newman,
campaign.
Adam Newman, 500 pro wrestling shirts.
It's written in a ransom type
style.
Of style.
Yeah.
It's a little disconcerting to be perfectly
but
honest.
But no appreciable odor.
And so
very scary.
That's a little odd.
That's the highlight of our mailbox this week. I'm so glad we have that P.O. box.
Send gifts, you jerk.
Yeah, please.
Tomorrow is Sherry Weimer's birthday. Hoo-ha. Happy birthday. By the way, Sherry is short for Sherita. So there's that.
That's nice, right?
Tom Jewell had a birthday yesterday, and his fandom goes all the way back to when he and his wife played the Eat the Apple game in the WJFK studios. Happy birthday, Tom. One of the great Don and Mike games.
It was
the
so
Eat
great.
The Apple game.
He wrote, he said, there was a game we played where I had to eat an apple. What was that game called? It was called the Eat the Apple game.
The Eat the Apple game. Would we go to jail if we did that on stage now? Would that be?
No, I don't think so.
We'd get away with it?
I think so, especially if the woman was wearing Ponds.
You know, I think if, I'm thinking content for New Orleans and fun stuff we could do. That
might be nice to bring that back.
Might be nice to reprise that one. Also, Joel Ross turns 47 today, so if you see him, give him a friendly hello. Dusty Woodard is turning 40.
Oscar, are you okay?
I'm just trying to fix this chair.
He almost disappeared. His chair, he lowered it all the way and he got short.
Mike, I think this chair is on its last legs.
Oh, no.
We should also point out that Oscar may have had an evening last night.
Oh, yeah. Guaranteed.
Left my car here, Mike.
Yeah.
Dusty Woodard is turning 40. Would love the traditional birthday song for. Hey, who doesn't like somebody named Dusty?
I like a Dusty.
You know, and it's in the movie Planes, Dusty Crophopper.
Oh,
is one of the main characters.
More age-appropriate for your household than mine anymore.
Dusty Crophopper? Dusty Crophopper? I've watched that movie a few times. I always wanted one of those gigs, man. You know, gigging a cartoon.
Being a dad?
Really.
Oh.
No. How you doing there? You know, hey, there's
that's
my
pretty
audition
good.
For it. Yeah. All right, I'll do now my audition
good.
For... I'll do my audition pretty for good, every good. Animated feature pretty film, good, okay?
All right, I can lose the music. Stop the music.
All right, ready? Here we go. Yeah. Old curmudgeon-y broken down vehicle of some kind.
All right.
Well, how you doing, partner?
Okay, there's that. Then it's every nerdy computer, robot, animatronic transformer thing.
Well, I understand that's what's happening to you.
Okay, that
very
one.
Good. And like that.
The only one I can't do is usually the lead.
Oh.
The lead, which is like a youthful.
Well, you could do Owen Wilson.
Owen Wilson.
Because he was the lead in Cars, wasn't he?
Yes, I think you're correct.
Well. Yeah, that's sure right, Rob. That's sure right. Yeah. Owen Wilson is basically younger Bruce Dern.
Yeah.
And Bruce Dern is just a little higher voice than Owen Wilson. Well, I guess Mr. Gatsby wants to go into town.
You know, Julia's friends actually call on her to occasionally do her Owen Wilson, which consists only of, wow.
Wow. Wow. That's great. Wow.
All right. Anyway, so Dusty Woodard, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Dusty.
Happy. Dusty. Hey, guys. We would like to send a very happy belated birthday to my main man, Nathan Dukes.
Woo!
Woo!
He's our good buddy and our boss and is responsible for turning countless numbers of us into TMOS fans. You see... He introduced us to your show 7 years ago, got other people at work to listen, and now most of us are bonus show subscribers and Amazon shoppers.
Love that. That is awesome.
That's wonderful. We have traveled many miles with him and his lady to see both Reno shows and had a blast. So here's to Dukes, one of TMOS's greatest recruiters. Happy birthday, bud.
Hey, bud.
That's
yours
cool.
In Christ, Jeff and Lindsay, spelled Lynzee.
Ooh.
I bet she's... I would say there's about a 70% chance she's got a tattoo somewhere.
Party girl.
Lindsay.
Hi, baby.
Anyway, gentlemen, yesterday I found myself smack in the middle of my fall down, can't back up 50s. Can't get up. I'm sorry. Let me do that again.
Okay.
Gentlemen, yesterday I found myself smack in the middle of my fall down, can't get back up 50s. That's right. I turned double nickels 55.
Hey, it's a big one.
In honor of my new age, I was wondering if Mike would talk up Ultra Jive I Can't Drive 55 by Sir Samuel Hagar. Thanks so much. Anciently yours, John Kowaleski. John Kowaleski is 55, and here you go, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
More music, more fun. WAVA.
Hey, everybody. Take a look at what I'm doing in my late 50s. I'm standing in front of a urinal at a major stadium event, and I am waiting patiently. That's right, waiting. Waiting for that wonderful stream to come, and it never seems to. That's right, because I'm 58, but not John Kowaleski. He's a baby. John Kowaleski's only 55. What a great guy. I hope he has a fantastic birthday, my friend. How about a little drive-in music?
Yes!
Yeah. Oh, no.
You stepped
I'm sorry.
On it.
Yeah, I did. I'm sorry.
Damn it.
Sorry about that.
It's more fun for us.
The following announcement is from the American Association of Retired Persons. If you're 55, you are at the finish line of your life.
Oh.
The on-deck circle of death. But happy birthday, John. Here's Sammy Hagar to sing for you.
Oh, that's it.
Thank you.
You nailed it.
Thank you very much.
That's when Bob White worked at the rock station.
Okay, I can do Bob White. Let me do one more. What the hell? Are you doing? All right, here we go. Hold on. Wait. I got it. Hold on. Wait a minute. Oh, stop it.
Stop the press.
That.
Everybody, relax. More music.
Oh, I lost the song. All right. Anyway, thank you. Anyway, I
that's how Bob White song. Would do it. He'd screw it up.
I can play a country song.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, we'll take that. Nice. Yeah, let's do this. That.
I'm mm-hmm. just looking through my different soundboard right
so
now.
So it's more music, more fun.
WAVA.
Or it could be this one.
Washington's winner. All hit.
WAVA.
All right, boys.
I'm going to send this one out to John Kowaleski. Little black-eyed Susie, everybody. Hope he really likes it. I like it. It's Ricky Skaggs. I used to play him a lot. Hope you enjoy it.
Black and Susie came to town.
Nice.
Tight.
Well
John.
Done.
Tight as a tick.
Well done.
Lesky.
Black-eyed Susie.
John Kowaleski.
Black-eyed Susie.
All right. Thank you. Anyway, moving right along. I hope you enjoyed that. Hey, guys, I love the show, and I'm a longtime listener and subscriber. That said, this is my first email, and I have a story I think you will appreciate. A few years ago, I tried to purchase what I thought was an episode of your show via iTunes, but it ended up being a ringtone of Mike simply saying, asshat. By the way, I wasn't upset by this. I found it funny. Well, that means you're probably right for the show.
And Mike, I actually went into the archives. This is what he purchased.
Asshat. Asshat.
Years later, my family, including my two young girls, have heard it hundreds of times because by default... Oh, iTunes. Oh, God. Because by Asshat. Default, my car starts playing all the songs on my phone alphabetically. And it's right up front.
Asshat.
Thanks for adding this wonderful term to our vocabulary. Bob Kelly of Charlotte, North Carolina.
Asshat.
It was my favorite letter
great,
of the
huh?
week
yeah.
so far. Oh, wow. This is a long one
It's
here.
A long one and a sincere one, Mike.
Hello, Mike, Rob, Oscar, Ponyboy, and the excellent gaggle of interns. I've been listening and laughing at every incarnation of the program since the early 90s here in beautiful Reno, Nevada. Recently, I visited with my best friend to provide support while he was at the hospital with his daughter and her two-year-old daughter, Delilah. By the end of the visit, I was reaching for my phone for some much-needed levity from your podcast. You see, the little girl had been exhibiting flu-like symptoms that my buddy and his daughter thought to be just that, the flu. It had been going around, but it lingered with Delilah, and so they decided to get her checked out. Sadly, a diagnosis of leukemia came back later that night. Seeing that beautiful little girl, usually so full of life and mischief, suddenly sedated on that respirator was beyond heartbreaking. But seeing my best friend and Delilah's mom questioning themselves, why did we not see this? How did we not know? Was almost as bad. I can imagine. God, I can imagine how bad that was as a friend. I did what I could to assure them that virtually no one would automatically jump to that diagnosis. Little kids get sick all the time. It just happens that way. Absolutely. As I got into my car, I sat quietly for a while before starting my truck. I was frustrated at my powerlessness in the situation. Then reaching for this podcast, a thought occurred to me. The power of prayer is strong, and no matter what version of spirituality one follows, thousands of people sending a good thought or prayer Delilah's way, in my belief, can only help. I agree with him there. Mm-hmm. I'm asking for something from you and my fellow listeners. Please, just a quick prayer for that little girl and for her parents and grandparents, too, as they embark on the long, grueling journey of treatment. Through Rob's candor concerning his son's illness and recovery, I have hope that all can and will be well for Delilah on the other side of this thing, and I pray for a full recovery. Thank you for all the good you do, and thank you if you decide to listen and send love to Delilah. Your consideration is beyond appreciated. Warmest regards, Mike Contos. Well, Mike, all prayers from the TMOS Nation to Delilah. Rob, you've been through that. It was pretty amazing what they can do nowadays, and it's gotten better even since your kid was
even
cured.
Since I started, the cure rate is up, but that was such a chilling letter for me because I remember those feelings. Why didn't I see it? What could I have done? And the fact is, and you tell this to your friends, Mike, there's nothing they could have done and there's nothing they couldn't have done to prevent it. It happens. Now let the doctors work their magic. She's going to be okay. It's going to be a tough 3 years, but she's going to be okay. Yeah. I promise.
Well, Delilah, we send out prayers to you and your entire family. And please, Mr. Contos, keep us in the loop and let us know how things turn out. And everybody today, I believe in this. I really do.
It's
the power of this community that we have. I've utilized it multiple times. And so if you have a moment in your day, think about that little two-year-old girl, Delilah, who's going through it right now. And there is nothing in my world that is more significant than a kid that's dealing with an illness, and I hope everybody can find a moment of their day to think about Delilah. Moving right along, hi, Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Pony. First and foremost, thank you so much for all the hard work you do continually to put out such a genuinely entertaining show. It's breaking rocks.
It is.
I tell you, coal miners got nothing on us, boy.
Yeah, boy.
Let me tell you something.
Boy.
Man, we're stocking shelves at the box store.
Yeah.
We are...
Heavy boxes.
Secondly, I'm a genealogist. I'm not a professional or anything, but I have been doing it for fun for my family and friends since I was 13, an alarming 22 years. I would be happy to research the Mike and Dowd connection for Mike if he wants. I do, absolutely, because my family's just filled with opinions.
They love opinions.
Blah, 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 blah. No.
Do you think they're rooting against you when they do that?
No, absolutely. Well, when they do that, they root against themselves, though.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
No, this is a learning experience up here. I'm seeing myself in all tiny little versions, and it's everybody going, blah, 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 blah.
Isn't the family crest Latin for, that's not what I think?
That's right. That's exactly what it is. Thanks again for all you guys do. I feel like I'm listening to friends every day. Best Barb's Herbst. Her name is Barb's.
Yeah.
You've never had a Barb's before.
You're right.
Hi, Barb's. P.S. I do live in Alaska, and we do eat moose here. I've had moose chili. Oh, man, cool. Mm. It was weird at first, but it becomes less so the longer we live here. Now,
come
here's a follow-up.
For moose soup after.
Here's a follow-up. Hey, guys, a quick follow-up. I've traced Mike and Ann Dowd's family connection. She sent me a chart.
Yeah, did you print it out? I forwarded it to you.
I got the chart right here. I read ahead. I looked at the chart. She nailed it. She's absolutely right. Here it is. I've been talking about this. A quick follow-up. The Dowd and Dowd family connection. They share a common ancestor, William Sheehan.
Which is what you said.
William Sheehan is Mike's great-grandfather. and he is Anne's great-great-grandfather. This makes them second cousins once removed.
Wow.
Okay, so
cool.
It's William. All right, so it's my great-grandfather. That would be my father's... No, that would be my...
Grandfather's
my
father.
My father's wife's father.
Mike, send us the chart.
My grandmother's father.
Yes, that's what you want.
Right?
Yes, because it's a great-grandfather.
Jesus, it's so... we breathe.
Send the chart to Irish your family and say, enough, here you go.
Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. William Sheehan. William Sheehan is Mike's great-grandfather, and he is Anne's great-great-grandfather. So that's what it is. Okay?
Oh, that's why she's so much younger than you.
This makes them second cousins once removed. I've included a chart to help you visualize this. I hope it didn't creep anyone out. It did not, Barbs. Thank you. I just love genealogy. I found a lot of really neat documents on my show. Barbs, I'm going to go for one step further. This didn't creep me out. You completely rock.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, you rock.
I'm bringing this to the whole family.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
In a Venn diagram form.
Right.
Andoud's grandfather is my... Andoud's great-great-grandfather is my great-grandfather.
Would anyone say when you present the chart, I don't think so.
Yes, of course they... No, I believe... wasn't it blah, 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 blah? Let me know if you want any further information. Thanks for all the funny... I looked at the... That's Barb's. Barb's, I can't even begin to tell you. How much you rock with this. This is a thrill for me. I got to save the letter.
Can you send one for Charlie Stu and Stabilak?
Thank you. All right, so you've got William Sheehan. And William Sheehan is my great-great-grandfather.
No, your great-grandfather.
My great-grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
He begat Edward Sheehan, who married Claire.
Right.
Claire...
is on House of Cards.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares.
Thank you.
Claire.
We don't have the chart.
No, you have the chart.
My grandmother...
Oh, here we go.
My grandmother was Helen Sheehan.
Right.
Who gave birth to my father, and my father, of course, gave birth to my sister and I.
Well, he didn't give birth.
No, your mom did.
Your mom did.
Yeah, but he had a part in it.
Shut up. All right, everybody shut up.
See, Pony,
really,
Mike's
really
parents
grateful.
Made love.
Oh.
Yes. I'm really grateful.
He didn't have to go to a urologist.
Barbs, you're my listener of the year.
Hey, look at that.
Whoa, listener of the year. You're just handing that out?
Listener of the year. Yeah, that's right.
Whoa.
Wow, that's going to really... That's going to piss off Tab Patterson.
Yeah, sorry, Tab. Sorry to knock you out of the top spot, Dirk. Hi, TMOS family. I've been listening to Mike since 1999. I listen to the podcast while I'm at work, and I often see my coworkers laughing at me because I'm cracking up over your show. I like to listen to the current show and then go back and listen to the show from the same date or close to it from previous years.
That's neat.
That's kind of neat.
Yeah.
It's fun to go back and hear what you guys were talking about at that time. I remember that great one where I said, I'm never getting married and having a baby. Anyway.
He totally announced that like multiple times.
Yeah, yeah.
My 41st birthday was Tuesday, and I would love to get a happy birthday shout out from each of you in the character voice you like to do the most.
Oh.
And I would like to include Pony Boy and the interns.
Hey,
in this.
Nice. Ooh.
Thank you for all that you do and for making me laugh while no one else can. And happy belated birthday to little Michael. I love when we get to hear his sweet little voice
That's
on that
sweet.
Show. Thanks, Laura Walker of Hagerstown, Maryland. So
sweet.
We have to go around the room for everybody's favorite character voice that they do.
Okay.
Who wants to go first?
I'll lead.
I don't.
I'll lead.
All right, go ahead.
I have one that I've just introduced that I enjoy doing.
Oh, yeah. Rob's new ones are my favorite.
Her name is Laura.
All right.
Hi, Laura. It's me, Britney Spears. How are you?
He does it off mic.
Happy Britney birthday. Spears. Maybe we can go to Starbucks barefoot and get ourselves something gooey to drink. And don't tell no one, but I won't do the Super Bowl.
Okay. Oscar, you got one?
Here we go, Laura.
Oh, hungover.
Yeah. Register.
Laura!
Yeah,
thank
good.
You for listening to the show.
That's
remember
right.
not to break off the pieces of the gingerbread man with the gumball button.
Come on, gumdrop button.
What eggs.
Pony, I hope you're doing the one I want you to do. Go ahead. You got one for Laura?
Yes, I do. I'm going to do a new character that's Buffalo Baird.
Buffalo.
This is
all
really
right,
a deep
hold
cut.
On. I have to set this up.
This is a
I
deep cut.
For that, I'm killing the music. I like this
Pony,
one.
Pony was doing this before the show. Wade Baird is the public information officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. We play him all the time. He announces the school closings, and he announces all the things that have to do with flooding, kids being late for school.
Of course.
Pony Boy has taken Wade Baird and turned him into Buffalo Bill from Silence of the Lambs. So now,
how do you incorporate Pony's, Laura?
He's going to say hi to her, probably, right? And now here's Pony Boy as Buffalo Bear, the serial killer from Silence of the Lambs.
Hello, this is Buffalo Bear. It eats the birthday cake or else it gets the hose again.
Where's Laura?
It was implied.
He can't say their name. He has to say it.
In the basket.
And now my last one for Laura is that, okay, Laura, here we go. Hello, Laura Walker. We will find you on the beaches. We will find you on the air. We will never surrender. We will defeat the Hun, and you will have a good birthday. This is Mike's pinky finger.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. There we are.
Well done.
All right. We are working overtime today. Dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, and the et ceteras, Mike said he loved the poetry he read last week, and to keep it coming, challenge accepted. For you, I have written my third sonnet, just like Bill Shakespeare used to write. It features iambic pentameter, as Oscar is fond of saying, nice. And ends in a rhymed couplet, as Rob is fond of saying. Sonnets are tough, and this one isn't perfect. Can you take that music down a little bit?
Of course, I'm sorry.
Because it's driving me nuts.
All right.
This one isn't perfect, but I think it's pretty okay. Oh, and it's also an acrostic. The first letter of the four lines about Mike spell his name, then Rob, then Oscar. Jesus Christ, this person is too much time.
He has plenty of leisure time, this one.
I hope you enjoy it, or at the very least, it doesn't make you vomit. Warmly, Chris, is it Chris Mindel or Mindel?
Mindel.
Mindel.
Right.
All right, here we go.
All right.
The Mike O'Mara Show, here we go. A sonnet. Mike, the many-voiced mirth-maker supreme, is the leader of our favorite band. Kicker prep daily and viewed on the live stream, each word a gem in a radio wasteland. Yeah. Rob brings the vault full of plenty with sounds of silly things like ebullient goat whales. Bach's birthdays he toasts while deep in his crowns, beaconing focus on Oscar's word fails. Oscar's the last but not the least vocal knight. Speaks he in two tongues while slaying them both. That's my favorite.
Great, right?
Speaks he in two tongues while slaying them both. Consider his hobbies while keeping it tight. Reading rainbow, metrics, and charting sales growth. This troupe casts out from humor's hallowed halls. Three men, their pony, and the busting of balls.
Nice!
Well done!
Thank you very much. Beautiful job, Chris. Thank you very much. And with that, my God, we can start the show. Woo! Hit the goddamn thing. Thank you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Ready? Start in the AM questions.
I got a question, Doc. Why would I believe phones over here heard a goddamn word you said? You lay down your whole play. He ain't even listening.
Baby?
The target is an armored truck at Perimeter Trust in Dunwoody, 10 a.m. sharp. We have the details of the route because someone at the depot has a nasal problem. The bank itself is right near the Buford Highway, so we should be able to hit the ramp within 60 seconds of getting out. We also have a diversion crew. They're going to blow up a bread truck a ways away, keep the fuzz busy. The dress code is the Michael Myers Halloween mask, but don't all buy your mask at the same time. It looks suspicious. The switch car is ready, but you want me to hit the long stay parking structure at Hartsfield Jackson to get a heist vehicle that stays colder longer? Boost a commuter car, a family car, something that blends in well with morning traffic. Something on the heavy side, in case we need to ram the cops off the road, a Escalade, Yukon, Avalanche, whatever. It needs to be ready for an 8:30 start in the AM. Questions?
Well, ain't y'all cute?
That's my baby.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Wow. live from the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, the Mike O'Mara Show, worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. If you're here, I have something to tell you. You are in the meow. We're on air, on demand, heard 24-7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now. Get our show all day, every day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show on now and brought to you by Blue Apron. Here's a fact, Jack. Blue Apron is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country, and we've been associated with them for a long time. And I've been eating Blue Apron food for a long time because Mrs. O'Mara is in love with cooking it and I'm in love with eating it. Their mission at Blue Apron is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone, and they're doing it. Quite simply, it's the better way to cook. There's nothing like that little Christmas present you get on your stoop when they bring the big box of Blue Apron to the house. How do they do it? They support a more sustainable food system, and they set the highest standards for ingredients for their community of home chefs. Each meal comes with a recipe card and pre-proportioned ingredients that can be prepared in 40 minutes or less. They give you pictures. They give you recipes. They give everything to you that you need, but you do the cooking yourself. It's fantastic. You're going to love it. How'd you like some seared chicken and creamy pasta salad with summer squash and sweet peppers or creamy shrimp rolls? Hello. With quick pickles and sweet potato wedges. It's healthy, too. Did I mention that?
Yeah, it is.
It's better than what's in your fridge right now. Plus, Blue Apron's freshness guarantee promises that every ingredient in your delivery arrives ready to cook or they'll make it right. Check out this week's menu and get three free meals. That's right. Three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/TMOS. You'll love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. So don't wait. That's blueapron.com/TMOS. Blue Apron is a better way to cook, and we are delighted to have them back again. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Thank you for all your, I don't say it enough. Thanks for all the mailbag stuff. We've been doing that forever. And
strong content every week, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's always something unique, always something new.
Love hearing
and
from you.
Especially Barb's, who got that second cousin's once removed thing straight now. That was, by the way, my cousin Ellen nailed it. So I have to give her credit where credit is due.
Okay.
She nailed the relation, and she said that to me like right out of the gate. And, you know, and
you
so
were close. You missed it by one generation. You thought you shared a great grandfather.
I don't want to throw the major celebrity under the bus here, but I was kind of basing it on what Ann Dowd told me.
Mm-hmm. Right? Well, you know, actors, they lie. That,
yeah, just filled with lies.
That's what they do.
Filled with lies. That's the way it goes. We had the fourth birthday extravaganza for my little guy. I did one trip into the local town, which is about 25 minutes away from here.
Right.
I did it. I went in once, came back. Then I went in a second time, came back. Then I went in a third time and came back. And
that's two and a half hours in the car, Mike.
It was a very long day.
Yes.
Going back to and from the first
time. What'd you have to pick up?
I was going to pick up the little guy early. And when I got to his camp, his day camp, where he's having a great summer, they were having nap time inside the building.
Did you join in?
I looked at him and I said, no way. There's no, not with birthday starting at 5:30.
Yeah, you right. Can't be cranky.
I said, you know, it's about 2 o'clock and I said, I'm out of there. So I went back, picked up the ice for the party, and we're O'Mara's, so we need an ass load of ice.
Man, you don't want to run out of ice.
No, you run out of ice, you're basically screwed blue.
Yep.
That's the way. So I went back and I did that. And then came
did you
back
bring a cooler
in.
To put the ice in? Because 25 minutes in a car is a long ride.
Because I picked up the ice on my way. I went all the way back almost and took the little, that you know, that little grocery store.
Yeah. Okay, good.
That
plan.
Little town store. Got the ice, brought that home. Then went back to pick him up in earnest and brought him back home. Then went back into town to pick up the pizzas for the pizza party.
Oh, I didn't know it was a pizza party. Everyone loves
it. Chuck E. Cheese pizza?
No, it's Finelli's.
Oh, Finelli's. Hey,
is that an Italian place?
Yeah. Finelli's. Hey, how you doing?
Thick crust or pan or thin? Hand tossed?
Main style.
Hand tossed.
Nice.
Yeah. You know, And hey, we got a good pie for you. Got five pies.
Five.
These are so many. Yeah. Lots to eat for you.
These are so many. So many Omeras come over to eat, and they eat everything because that's what they do.
Do they do anything special on those pies?
Yes, they write their names in blood.
I don't know, like lobster.
Oh, that's the Finelli oat.
Lobster, maple syrup, blueberries.
We had like a veggie. We had a pepperoni. We had a cheese. We had a pepperoni. You know, that kind of crap.
That's this is so good for you.
It's just so fine. It's a great.
So fine.
By the way, whenever I'm driving home with any major amount of food stuff. Hi, Diego. How are you? Nice to see you. A homeless man just came into the studio. What happened?
Mike, how can he be homeless if he has a honey bun?
Crazy person just came in.
Is the breakfast of champions.
Oh, man.
You're like a teenager.
Delivery for Harry Hangover. Delivery for Harry Hangover.
See, I don't have to be there, do I? I don't have to be in the studio.
A honey bun is hilarious. Like, I haven't seen these since I was in high school and I bought it at the a la carte line.
It's got a huge sticker, two for a dollar. It's not just a honey bun, Mike. It's a 50-cent honey bun.
Would you like to know where you can find the best honey bun in the world? And it can be found in quite a few locations in these great United States.
Is it at Finelli's?
No, it's at Wawa.
Really?
Ooh. My wife, Mrs. O'Mara, happens to be a connoisseur when we're doing road trips of the Wawa honey bun. It's one of our little bad moves on the road when we're out there. Yes.
Mike, they are opening a...
Helen Keller's favorite convenience store.
Wawa!
Mike, they're opening...
Send us a letter, okay? Bite it.
Yeah, in Braille.
They're opening a Wawa in Georgetown next year.
Wawa is, I think, one of the finest.
Mm-hmm. That's an inconvenience store.
I think Wawa is one of the best. I think they're one of the best.
I love Wawa.
I think they stand up well to Sheetz. I like Sheetz. Sheetz is good.
Do you have enough Sheetz where you live, though?
Yeah, I've got one right by the house.
Oh, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I like the one that's in the bad neighborhood, the Sheetz in the bad neighborhood. That's the tough Sheetz. There you go. Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, so it was the birthday party. And everything was pretty cool, except for one little fact.
Oh.
It took me a while to get to sleep last night because I was thinking whether I wanted to call my sister on the show. But I'm going to lunch with her today. I'll bring it up then and I'll have a review.
Okay.
Probably next week.
Because good.
The fact is that...
love to have her in studio.
I got to be honest with you. I think my sister thinks I'm a cave dweller.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'll take you through. Just to... Look, it wouldn't be a gathering if something didn't piss me off.
Oh,
true.
No.
True.
Yeah. I think she thinks I'm a knuckle-dragging Neanderthal. That's what I think. But other than that, everything was fine.
Well, you take the good, you take the bad.
Yeah. You take the good, you take the bad. You have a sister who thinks you're a Neanderthal. The facts of life. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show.
When I say stop, don't you move a
penny. Caution, ladies and gentlemen. The promo starts now. O'Reilly here. Hey, did you know the Mike O'Mara Show is always looking for interns? Did you know that? Huh? Did you know that? Well, you should. Of course they are. You know, interns, they show up, they get coffee, they help out. You know the drill. And if you're a college kid and you want to get your foot in the broadcast door, just email your resume and a letter of intent to Rob, that's with two B's, at MikeO'MaraShow.com. That's Spiewak Kid. He's your liaison. Spiewak! Best of all, every intern at TMOS is treated with respect and class, a professional environment. And if that part doesn't matter to you, I have a podcast too. Come intern at The Factor, where things can get a little handsy. Know what I mean? We'll do it live. Thank you very much, Bill. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You selfish jerk.
What?
Ah.
You know who you are. You're the guy or gal that shops Amazon, but you're not accessing it through our website. What's wrong with you?
They just forget, Mike. They forget.
No, they're selfish.
You're such a... God, you narcissistic, greedy... I'm going to give the real acting version, Rob.
Oh, good.
You narcissistic, greedy, self-interested, hog egomaniac. You love yourself more than you love the people that care.
Yeah.
You love listening to this show. You pay nothing, and then you shop Amazon in the self-seeking way without going through our show. God, you monster. Jesus, what happened to you? You think in any way?
Oh God!
Are you capable? Do you have capability of any benevolence whatsoever? Is there any kindness in your soul, at all?
This is great.
God, show us a little love. The love of God. We're in here doing it. We ask a tiny little favor. If you're going to shop Amazon,
right?
Go through our website. Jeez. Strut right over to your computer. With your head held high. And shop Amazon through MikeOMaraShow.com. I don't think I can overstate this enough. You selfish pig. That little click, that minimal effort, with one of these.
He's holding up a mouse.
Mouse.
Yeah.
Makes all the difference in our world. We didn't ask for it. It's the way it happened. The way it works. You're the milk bone in our financial puppy's ass.
What?
I'm sorry. Wait, I didn't say that.
No, we need a line.
It's lit, Erotica.
Line. Hold on. Can you feed me? Excuse me. Can you feed me the line again? Oh, okay. You are the milk bone for our financial puppy. So don't make him beg. Right?
Right.
Please shop Amazon and please access it via TMOS. Use the app or go through our website. It's not too much to ask. Now go spend money. Thank you.
Mike.
Thank you. Scene.
That will get you 3 Emmy nods. And when you do the talk shows, you know what part of that clip they're going to show? They're going to show when you say, what happened to you?
My greatest fear, believe it or not, my mind goes in so many different directions. My biggest fear, Oscar.
Yes.
Oscar gets a call today and goes, we heard that thing he did. Could we do that for every sponsor? No. So here it is.
Party.
Minor. I'm getting much better. I am getting much better at keeping my mouth shut when I feel a small slight.
Turn around, don't drown, Mike.
That's not true, though. I didn't.
That's
know
a couplet.
So
sage advice.
Mm-hmm. We have the party. It starts at between 5 and 5:30.
Were they based on their? Because had a lot of overlap, I'm sure, with the guests.
Our local friends, our local new friends, were here earlier.
Wow, that's good.
Which is fantastic. Our friends Jesse and Tara and their son Jake and my buddy Zach. They all rolled
on
in.
On time.
Zach the Lobsterman.
Before 5:30. Zach the Lobsterman rolled in, and it was, you know, and it's just, I'm so thrilled for me to have friends that are...
Real friends.
People that live up here. I love it. Yeah. I love the fact that we are plugged in. And so they arrived, and then everybody was pretty punctual. Everybody rolled in pretty punctual. My cousin Billy and his absolutely wonderful daughter Lily came up here.
Cool.
and they had just gotten up here, and so they came right over. They basically
dropped their bags and rolled over.
Dropped their bags and came over.
That's great.
And that was great. My cousin Ellen was here with her husband Ken. My sister was here, and our friends Howie and Leslie were here. And
packed house.
And we had Gammy, who flew in for this party. It was a wonderful, wonderful party. I'm sitting on the porch, and should I point out to my certain family member, my sister, that I have had major surgery? So I'm sitting.
Yes.
And a couple of the guests arrive, and Kathy says to me, "Should get up and greet your guests." And I said,
"Like you're 8."
Oh my!
I said, "It's funny you use that, because I said I'm 58 years old. I will." And I got up because when someone does that to you, you get up. But I realized the judgment.
Yes,
the judgment, the judging,
and the fact you know what?
Still your older sister.
But the thing is there are levels, there are layers to this onion. It's okay to, in the back of your mind, think he really should be greeting his guests. But to actually go to the extra step of saying, you really should greet your guests, that's a leap. That's a leap and a big one.
Well, I realize that there is no doubt in my mind that cis travels in, you know, different circles.
Rarified air.
And I will also say that she is Her etiquette is stellar, but she's not a snob about it.
Right.
But she puts a great party on, and she's got, you know, she's thorough with stuff, and yeah. I think she's very thoughtful, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm here to say I probably am not. All right, so getting up and you know,
but
getting
you are
up
a marvelous
and,
host.
Yeah, well, you know, I said I'm 58. And then I think Howie, my buddy Howie, said, well, she's still your older sister. I'm like, yeah. Now, what I wanted to, that's all I said. I said, I'm 58, and I walked over to Greg. What I wanted to do was, like, dig my heels in and turn around and stare at her and go, who do you think I am, Lisa f***ing Vanderpump? But I didn't.
Good.
I didn't say
you
that.
You pulled back at the right time.
And at the end of the day, this is where my sister is incredibly thoughtful, and I love her to death. And she is really, it's a massive endeavor. We had balloons. We had decorations. We had beer.
Hats?
We had wine. We had hats.
Nice.
We had hats.
Love hats.
Party hats.
Yeah. When we had I don't know if we have the family picture, but when we had it taken, I said, it didn't go over. The joke didn't go over with the family as well as I thought. But Carla got really super tall ones. And I said, okay, everybody say, this is my, I said, everybody say, this is Michael's first Klan meeting. And it didn't go that well. Oh, that was a good line. I forgot that I live with you guys every day. And I don't, you know, you don't realize
they don't
it, right?
get our shtick.
You don't realize, though, that out in the world...
Oh,
people...
I had a misstep last night.
Oh, I don't know, Mike.
Misstep.
I think that's a lot of, that's a lot of hateful people there.
It was so awkward.
What happened?
So I'm with my... And mind you, I'm hammered, and I'm just doing my shtick, right?
Oh, yeah.
Where, like, I don't care about anything. We're just hammered, and I'm with my Navy guy, the pilot.
He was a guest, right?
Oh, this was your classmate in your MBA program.
I'm with my friend Thomas,
more than anybody
who's
else.
Working with the State Department now, right? For like a cup of coffee. So we have dinner, we get hammered, and I am not proud of this, I apologize right away, but as it was coming out of my mouth, I was like, this is not going to be good. He pulls up and goes, oh, man, like John McCain, like brain cancer, right? And yeah. I said, like any, like I would in this room, just messing around. I said, he had a good run, right? Like,
you know? Oh, no.
And then it was
say
like.
Say that to a military
and
guy?
And he was like, humana, humana, humana. And he's like, well, you had a good run if you had bamboo. I'm like, I'm kidding. It's a joke.
Yeah. Did
settle
he get
down.
Heavy onion and bring up the
yes.
torture
and
thing?
And I was like, dude, oh, we've God. Had him on the show. Settle
oh,
down.
Oh, my God.
It took about five yeah. minutes to clear that air.
Yeah.
You don't, when you leave our little circle and you realize what we do for a living, you realize that out there in civilian land, you know, people are a little bit more civil.
It's
I thought
the same
it was
way,
pretty funny.
It's yeah. it's the same reason you really can't fight with your wife because you're too good at it. And you go and you
I
win.
Fight with yeah. my fiance
but
all the time.
It is now because we didn't do it last year, but we did it the year before. So it's become a family tradition that I value. We did it 2 years ago, missed a year, and then we did it this year. And I truly, truly love it. I mean, I'm
it
really
it serves
really
as like a family
thrilled.
Reunion as well as a party. That's a great thing to have to look forward to.
Yeah, I mean,
dead
I'm
in the
just,
middle of summer. Perfect.
And most Klan rallies are annual.
That's right.
So I'm thrilled with it. But we're up on a break here. I have to. When I come back, I will tell you all the details. And I got the thing about you should greet your guests. And then at the end of the night, she was very helpful. But at the same time, we don't open the kids' gifts until everybody leaves because I think it's rude to do that.
I agree with that policy.
In and front of
so,
people, weird.
Then right at the end of the night, you know, right at the end, it's when I became aware of the fact that I'm being judged.
Oh.
So we'll take a break and we'll talk all about that when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Man, we've really been killing it on the More Network podcast. You were recently on Tony Perkins, man. You were hilarious.
Well, thank you. I think we did a good job on the Mike O'Mara Show itself.
We should probably try to target some of the other shows like Cake and Cookies, maybe Tech 411.
Yeah, how about AmeriCast?
Good one, man.
All right.
Anyway.
AmeriCast, is that even still on the network? Anyway, Rob and Joe Show, new episode every week. Please subscribe on iTunes, robandjoeshow.com.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Here it is, plain and simple. Stamps.com saves you time and money, which you can use to grow your business. With Stamps.com, you can mail any letter or package just by using your computer and printer. And then the mailman picks it up. You can eat. No, I'm sorry. No more post office. Mail everything from postcards to envelopes to packages, anything, domestic or international. Just click, print, mail. You are done. And unlike the post office, Stamps.com never closes. It's easy to create your Stamps account in minutes online with no equipment to lease and no long-term commitments. Convenient, easy, reliable, flexible. We love it. Stamps.com. They even send you a digital scale. And what that does is automatically calculate your exact postage. We've used Stamps.com forever. It's easy. It's convenient. It saves us money. And it saves us time. And time is so valuable. Right now, you too can enjoy Stamps.com with a special offer that includes a four-week trial plus postage and a digital scale without long-term commitments. Go to Stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com. Enter TMOS. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again. Everything sounding okay up there?
Yes. The only thing that's not sounding right is Diego, because he's so high right now eating his honey bun.
Yeah,
that he's pulling a mask.
Diego, come to the camera. Yeah, face.
Yeah, now he's got to judge you. I see those eyes.
Yeah.
Let me see.
I forgot to put the Visine on. Yeah, look at him.
There he is.
All right, can you now, Diego, say hello very loudly if you can hear
hello.
My voice. All right, Diego, ready? 1, 2, 3. What's your favorite ice cream flavor?
Mint ice. Mint ice.
Yeah. That's the wow test.
Yeah. Yes. Nice work, Mike.
Remember you that, know boys?
Yes.
I'll never forget it, Mike, as long as I live. Yes.
Vanilla.
Well, the last person said chocolate, so I'll say chocolate.
No, it was even worse than that. Remember, he said vanilla. Because yeah, that's vanilla. Because everyone's favorite ice cream flavor is the f***ing Nilla.
Busy day, Pony. Busy day for you.
Yeah, busy day.
So needed to be said.
Listen, I am very happy with the tradition. I am thrilled. It makes me feel good. But yesterday was the day I kind of got a little clarity, okay? I really have to say this. Based on the first comment, you should get up and greet you guys. Like I'd sit there and just go,
like you have pizza's no manners.
Pizza's in the fridge. Thanks a lot. How you doing? I'm just Mr. Hi. Sorry I didn't wash my shirt. You know, get up and greet your guests, you animal, you sick pig. And then, so
what is the matter with you?
So at the end of the evening, it's gift opening time. And it's me, it's Carla sitting over in a chair, it's Gammy in the corner,
right,
on the other across the room, and Kathy, my sister, and I sitting on the couch. And he starts opening his gifts. And
is he loving
first
it?
Gift,
is he loving it?
It's, for the first thing we do, it's 9:30, right?
It's late. 2 hours late. Past his bedtime.
He's crisp. Okay.
Right.
So I go to the cards. I said, we're going to read the cards first. And every kid remembers that. You know, we're going to read the cards. But you have no idea. You're four. You're four.
Cards,
so he's just like, he's not even acknowledging the cards. And the cards are for the grownups. Yeah. And then
we have a video of Carrie and I opening our wedding gifts. And it's the same way when we start with the cards. We don't care. Open, shake, toss. Open, shake, toss.
But it's not proper manners.
No, it's
I
not.
Acknowledge that.
Bunch of animals.
So he's tearing into this, and we're giving the cards, and with the first gift, she said, okay, who gave him that? And I said, I'm not sure. So, well, is there a card? And I'm like, well, I don't know. I said, well, it's something. And so I think who gave him that? Well, you ought to check. Did somebody give it? And so he opens his gift, and we kind of figure out who it is. Then the next present is opened, and I think it came from me. And I said, I gave him that one. Then the next one, and then she says again, well, who gave him that? Do you know who gave him that? I'm saying, and then after like the fourth time she brings it up, I said, okay, could you make it any more clear that you send out like
thank
ridiculous
you
thank you notes and you are more thought? I acknowledge it. Yeah. I acknowledge you're better than me. You're better. You're more thoughtful. You're
wow.
more respectful. And I'm a pig. I'm a Neanderthal pig with my kid just tearing open gifts. And it bothered me all night into this morning, where I just wanted to say, you know, let's get pen to paper. you know, while I'm slaying the dragon here and making Carla's, 50 trips
Carla's
into Ellsworth.
She sent out thank you cards.
Of course.
Carla's
I don't
one of the classiest
think,
ladies wonderful. I know.
Wonderful
I
dame.
Think, yeah.
I don't think Carla tracked with it at all. This was mano y mano. This was older sister. You don't send and your daughters didn't send and your daughters did. And my daughters didn't.
Oh, no. Okay.
Oh, dear.
By the way, my daughters could go to camp for that, to be honest.
Emily
at
Post.
This age, okay?
Yeah.
You know, same reason I get the call. You know, she's coming up in August, and the oldest goes, how do you want me to get up there? Okay, thanks.
Why don't
thanks
you mail yourself in a thank you note?
I suggest walking. But anyway, so...
Mike.
It was just
leave
it was
now,
in,
honey.
Yes. it was in my craw, and it was just and I know, but listen, you know what sucks? What sucks is when you're annoyed at something, but you know,
and they're right.
That at the core they're right.
Yeah. Yes,
they're right,
mm-hmm.
and I'm bad at it. I'm bad at it online. I'm bad at it with my friends. I'm bad, and I could be better. I could be more thoughtful. Mm-hmm. I could be more thoughtful, and I could practice the etiquette. And, you know, that's unfortunately.
It's hard. It's a lot of work.
It's tough, but you know what? And also, it's hard to correct a ship that's sailing. You are the way you are. I'm the way I am. And sometimes, you know, you're as thoughtful as you are and have been for a long time. It's a tough habit to correct if it's not part of your being.
Well, that was followed up very shortly by him opening his big present from Gammy, which was the very expensive Playmobil cruise ship. He wanted a boat.
Ooh.
He wanted a big cruise ship.
Nice.
And you know, at the moment he opens it up and this behemoth comes on and they open like the end of it, and apparently there are pieces, thousands of pieces in this thing. And that's when Gammy, you know, my other pal, my other supporter in the room, looks across at me and goes, well, you're gonna have to get daddy to put that together. And I said, and then because there had been a little rum and tonic, I might have
my guess Gammy would have been it was a fueled by a beverage what comes in a box.
No, I'm talking about me.
Yeah.
I'm
oh, okay. About okay.
Where I looked at Gammy and I said, well, you could put it together. And it was just
Mike.
And she said, and then she, and then it becomes like a cage match. And then
sure.
It's like, not tonight. And I'm like,
you so could have replied what you wrote on Facebook.
Yeah. In that situation, I've already been like etiquette shamed by my sister.
Of course.
And now I'm being work ethic shamed by my mother-in-law. And I'm like, okay, I only got one option here. And the option was, by the way, you know, the pigeon sisters and the little guy crap out and it's bedtime, right?
Sure.
So daddy's there at 10. At 10 o'clock, and daddy has one option, that when they wake up, this 45,000-piece plastic behemoth going to have every...
You're
going to
show them.
Every miniature wine glass where the piece of plastic red piece goes into the wine glass to appear that there's an effing beverage in there. Every single plastic purse that hangs from that deformed claw hand of the Playmobil action figures.
Yes.
Has to go in there. Every single life jacket that can be removed and put back on has to go in its special compartment. Every single antenna and radar device has to go at the top of this, you know, this misshapen, weeble-like cruise ship that doesn't resemble a real one. And I did it. And I was done at midnight.
Oh, you know what?
Oh, man.
I could come in and tape our show today at 8 o'clock in the morning.
You are. It doesn't matter what fueled it. You are a great dad.
Right.
You did that. You made that happen. And that is something, you know what? I would have blown that off and I would have said, that's something we can do together this weekend.
because
the fact that you did that last night and he woke up to it today, that's classic.
Well,
perfect dad behavior.
I knew he had Camp Smile a lot today, so he was gonna. I knew he was gonna wig out because he's four and he's got his toys, and
Camp
he didn't want to go to Camp Smile a lot. He wants to go. What he wants to do is sit on his ass in his jammies all day and play with his toys till 10 o'clock tonight again.
Take off all the life jackets, choking hazards.
But here's where Gammy gave me the payback that she said. Apparently, she said to my wife. She wouldn't say it to me. She said to my wife that you should have seen his face when he saw it first thing this morning. Because I told him, because he was wigging out and he was exhausted and he was crying. And I mean, like crying, like the brat cry that after a big birthday party kids get where he's like, And I said, I'll put it together. I'll put all of it together. And by the way, with these things, you can do it by degree. Mm-hmm. You can put like the shell of the ship with all the important parts on it and then like leave everything else in the bag. No, I put, there was everything. Every single piece.
I know you posted a video of your son last night before bed, and I actually pulled the audio from it when he was a little crispy.
All right. That was him right before bed.
And Dad, you said it's bedtime.
But the moment of the party, and this happened earlier in the evening, goes to Zach. My sister has said this, that it's an eclectic group when you come to the O'Meara's.
Sure.
I think you guys probably can attest to that when you used to go to parties at my house.
Even in the Manassas day. Yeah.
Everybody from every walk of life. And I love my buddy Zach. He's a man of the water, and he is a great guy, and we've become close friends up here, and that is something unexpected and delightful for me. So Zach's there, and his lady was camping with her family this weekend, so he's solo man.
Stag.
So Zach knocked back a couple of toddies, and it was kind of cool that he's chill and he's relaxing and he's with my family, and my family's going around, you know, and my family, every single conversation with my family probably consists of at some point, no, I don't think you're right about that. So they're all doing that.
I don't care if you have a chart.
And, like you'd say to Zach, your mother was, I'll use the name, Judy, right? No, I don't think she was. But anyway, Zach, at the end of the night, we're on the front porch, and we got my whole family's out there in their different worlds of their.
Yeah, they're like, that mutual fund isn't doing what I thought it would.
You've got writers, you've got people that have just.
What's the yield on that fund?
What happens when your sterling silver champagne bucket tarnishes?
And you got people that are men, working guys men, that men, go out men, and slay men, the dragon. And he goes out and he says, "Well, I'm gonna roll." And it's just the Zach bye bye. You know, I love it. It's like, all right, see you later. Thanks a lot. Yeah, that's the way. And he goes down, and we're all sitting on the porch, and his truck backs out of the driveway, and he pulls right in front of our house up here,
right
on the main drag, and he stops. And I'm like, "What's he doing?
What's wrong?
Did he want to say something? He's not like." A guy that's going to have like farewell words. Yeah. He stops. He's got this look on his face. And then he goes,
he's spun out entire.
Then he lights up.
Oh my God.
500 feet of hole shot. 500
that's
feet
great.
Of burned rubber. And I'm like, yes, that's what it's all about. And I think maybe the first comment was, what did he do that for? Anyway, la, la, la. Here we are. Come back in a year, I'll tell you. Anyway, so a good time was happy.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. And then we took all his balloons, and we let them go, and they went off into the stratosphere. After, of course, everybody left that would have accused me of pollution.
You're going to kill whales with those.
Yeah.
Exactly.
What about the turtles?
Great band.
Great band. We'll take a break, come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Meara Show. You know, we have many income streams right here at the Mike O'Meara Show. We have the bonus shows. That's a big one, isn't it, Rob?
Cornerstone.
Yeah, the show depends on it.
Work harder.
Real important. Go subscribe to the TMOS bonus show. We have our Amazon connection.
Yes.
Too.
Yes, the Amazon portal is huge. You must always use it.
Shop through Amazon. And, of course, we'd like you to support our advertisers. That's very important, is it not?
Yeah, and not just financial support, but support them morally.
You know you're an ass. Thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Sleep Number. Introducing the most amazing bed ever. It is the new
I want.
The new Sleep Number 360 smart bed, designed for your best possible sleep. I haven't test driven this one yet, but I want it already. Mm. Like all their beds, Sleep Number 360 smart beds let you choose your ideal firmness and support on each side of the bed. That's your Sleep Number setting. Now, with new responsive air technology, this bed senses your every move and automatically adjusts to you. This is so cool. They've really made some innovations at Sleep Number. I love this company. You sleep with 100% comfort throughout the night. Most people fall asleep faster when their feet are gently warmed, and the Sleep Number 360 smart bed can pre-warm, excuse me, each side of the bed, so it's just right for both of you. Does your bed do that? Plus, Sleep Number beds cost about the same as a traditional mattress and last twice as long. That is a fact that I can attest to because mine is rocking. I've got two of them, and I love them. 91% of Sleep Number owners recommend it to others. That's like me. I sing it from the highest mountaintop. My Sleep Number setting an 85. Carla's a 65 last night. My Sleep IQ score was a 95, and I feel great. Woo! Time to meet the bed that could only come from Sleep Number, the 360 Smart Bed, and that's the only place you'll find it. Right now, you can save on Sleep Number 360 Smart Beds, plus a 2016 Queen C4 mattress is now only $1,299. You save $300. Visit any of the 550 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Call 800-511-0061 or visit sleepnumber.com to find a Sleep Number store near you, and be sure to tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you, everybody.
News. News.
O.J. Simpson will have a parole hearing today, but it might not go his way. And all because he made a big mistake, people.
Oh, no.
Got a little
the not, now, I have to preface this by saying the not always reliable Radar Online says that O.J. was caught having some self-fun, if
Handsy.
Oh, no.
Caught in his cell by a female guard, which is not a good thing. He could be facing disciplinary action, and the parole board might not be happy about it. I do not know whether this has been corroborated. A source says, quote, while it's not the most serious charge to be written up for in prison, if you're a master of your own domain, it is serious enough that any potential parole date may be delayed or his parole denied altogether. Once again, you got to consider the sources, Radar Online. Right. We're not 100% sure about this. Most reports indicate that OJ has been a model prisoner, so this could be one of the few blemishes on his record. I just love it when they say it like that. A prison cell might be a living space, but it really isn't a private space, if you're wondering why.
No.
You know, when the lights go out, you're not allowed to do that. TMZ claims that it didn't happen at all, but they're just relying on anonymous sources like everyone else. So who knows? And we should brace ourselves for the very real possibility that OJ will get out as early as October 1.
Whoa.
So that is so soon. I tend to believe
time for NOLA.
Mike, I believe Levin.
That would be bigger than Rob coming out at the end of the show.
Oh, yeah. If we had juice.
It. And I thought about it last night. I think, I know it's a direct ripoff of Puddles.
Sure.
But, you know, you like a good song.
Yes, well, it'll be a singing clown, but also maybe a guy who murders his wife. I could do OJ and the clown.
Should be fun. I was thinking about that. It would be perfection, but it's your call. Kevin Hart has a pregnant wife at home, so what was he doing on the morning of July 3rd at 5 a.m.?
Kevin!
In a car outside a Miami hotel with a woman who is not his pregnant Earlier in the night, Kevin was partying with the woman at a nightclub where he was celebrating his 38th birthday. 38. That's prime age.
Yeah, especially when you're rich and famous like Kevin Hart.
If this is an affair, it wouldn't be his first. His wife, Aniko Parrish, was actually his mistress once. Kevin's first wife claims his affair with her broke up their marriage. Kevin responded, but he didn't directly address the situation. He posted a picture of himself looking at his phone and laughing, and it said, quote, at the end of the day, you just gotta laugh at the BS. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, maybe if you just shut up, it's cool. What are you looking at? What are you looking at over there?
Oh, we had someone came to the door
for a guest spot later on.
Did your lovers arrive? Did your lovers arrive that you're so excited about today? Are you?
Calm down?
Don't be jealous, Mike. You're friends too.
He's obsessed with them. So this is what. Anyway, that's
hold it. Hold it. Not obsessed with them at all.
We can address
you asked to have
show.
Them on the show.
Rob
my
and
wife
Joe
likes them. Yes, very
will
much.
We'll be on the Friday show.
Yeah. Right.
Rob and Joe will be on the
and
Friday
so
show.
And so will Mike.
Are they here? Are we cool? Is everything
Yeah, everything's
good?
Great.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Senator John McCain was diagnosed with brain cancer after undergoing surgery last Friday to remove a blood clot from above his eye. His office says he's, quote, in good spirits and confident that any future treatment will be effective. I watched the hearing with James Comey where he had what everybody described as the senior moment, and I'm wondering whether that was a contributing factor. You know, it's just... A guy that's defied the odds for so long.
So long.
And, the Hanoi Hilton.
And a guy that really... look, there were a couple of moments during the campaign when he ran for president that he just stood up and was a stand-up guy.
Yeah,
absolutely. The movie Game Change, I think, says a lot about John McCain.
I agree.
For those of us on the left. And for those of us on the right... I just think John McCain is a true American hero, and I wish him the very best. The type of cancer McCain has is called glioblastoma, which is what Ted Kennedy and Joe Biden's son Beau had. That's not good. There's no word on how it'll be treated, but McCain's doctors say his underlying health is excellent. He is a three-time survivor of melanoma, and we send our very, very best out to Senator John McCain. And really, I think that I always got the impression that John McCain was kind of he was out there all the time, but he also was somebody that I think occasionally would call his own party.
Well, you could trust him.
Absolutely.
Crap,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You can trust the guy.
I agree.
Yeah,
right.
It's a drag to read that about him. You want to quit Facebook. I want to quit Facebook. Everyone I know wants to quit Facebook, but none of us do. And now we have the answer why. Oh. A new study found that we're all hopelessly addicted to Facebook for one reason above anything else. It lets us silently judge our friends.
Makes sense.
And we love doing that so much that we can't look away. The researchers even found we are willing to put up with all of the offensiveness and the nonsense people are posting just for the sake of that one moment where we get to judge someone and maybe feel superior to them.
And without incidents.
Maybe I could post a picture of my kid opening his presents and I'm not writing down the people who gave them to him. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, I'm a sensitive flower. Lay's just announced the finalist in their annual Do Us a Flavor contest.
People. Well, it's a pun because it rhymes.
Do us a flavor. Come up with a flavor. They actually make and sell flavors of chips that people submit. The three finalists are Everything Bagel, Fried Green Tomatoes, and Crispy Taco. Yeah, all right. Oh, boy.
Crispy tacos.
Everything Bagel is garbage.
Oh, nice. Come on.
Garbage.
Garbage. It's garbage.
Hey, look at your bagel. It's garbage.
It's garbage. I'm not eating this garbage. Anyway, and now a little something, something. Does this count as false advertising? The cops in Fort Pierce, Florida, were running a prostitution sting on Tuesday night, and a 49-year-old hooker named Deborah Tomes approached an undercover cop in his car. She told him that she's known as, quote, the million-dollar hoe.
Whoa.
Wow.
And then she offered him sexual services for $40.
Wow. That math.
Our prices are insane.
It's a misnomer.
Not quite a million. Lucky for her clients, of course. She was arrested for prostitution, and interestingly, that's the same name they call Rob when he MCs the middle school talent.
Hey! Hey! Cheap shot. Hey, but everyone leaves satisfied.
Here he is. We will take a break and come back. Do you have some little sounds now that your friends are all seated outside and waiting for the next show? Are you,
Mike, I'm going to play a lot of sounds to make Rob and Joe happy, because that's what I do.
You know, I do follow your eyes. I follow your eyes. Yeah. We'll take a break.
I don't know what I'm supposed to do with that.
It's good. Follow your eyes.
Follow your eyes.
We'll come back and do the audio ball right after this.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
Guys cannot keep regular relationships or relations with women in their 20s.
Because it turns into an addiction.
They are so overwhelmed with porn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Bottom line, what he told you was that he's got young guys coming
in.
He said they can't function with a significant other because they are watching too much of this crap.
He said, to a man, if they wean themselves off, they don't have to get on the Cialis, they don't have to get on the Viagra, it's just over.
I think it's as simple a formula as... And... it ultimately is better.
It's a healthier. It's a healthier life.
It's healthier. It's better than with the person you love. Yeah. And the also
but
really
on counterpoint though, this is a huge
the Mike O'Mara bonus show because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara
good bonus
show
yesterday.
Oh, we had a fun one there. So if you want to get it this week. Hey, the best thing about the TMOS listeners is they're like a family, a big dysfunctional, wonderful, odd family. So if you have a product to advertise or a message to spread,
How's that?
The best place to do it might be right here. I'm not Diego.
Mint Ice!
Think of all the members of your extended TMOS family that you'll be reaching. Let the Mike O'Mara Show get your message out so thousands of like-minded folks can hear it and act on it. You'll reach thousands of relatives you didn't even know you had. It's easy to get your message out. Just email us at sales@MikeOMaraShow.com. Big or small business, you will be treated like family. Again, that's sales@MikeOMaraShow.com. Let us spread your word, ladies and gentlemen. And now, without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for today, Thursday, July 20, 2017.
Just briefly before Rob starts, you mentioned before the break the million-dollar hoe, Rob Spiewak.
Yeah.
He had a big announcement last week that you might have missed, that he now is going to be the voice of varsity football, and they are paying him $0 for every Friday.
That's right. Well, only for home games.
Just for home games.
Yeah.
You got the varsity gig, though.
That's the gig I wanted. Yes. That's the one I announced I would have, and I got it.
They pay him in hot dogs.
Can you roll some tape so we
absolutely.
When the season starts, we can hear it?
Absolutely.
I'd like to hear that.
Yeah, you're Fighting Huskies. It's going to be a great season.
Fighting Huskies of what school?
So Tuscarora High School of Loco, Loudoun County. Loco.
Varsity football games? You're doing the varsity football games at Tuscarora.
Yeah. That's right. That's the peach gig right there.
The silky, smooth voice of the Million Dollar Ho will be broadcasting those games.
That's right. Million Dollar Ho.
Well, that's... Look, it's better than... What were you doing? Lacrosse or something like that?
Better than JV lacrosse, yes. It is. Because I did not... I'm not really able to follow that sport.
He said
a lot of running.
His five-year plan was to get this gig, and he's beat the five-year plan.
Got it. I got it. Yeah.
I am totally into that.
I think it's a blast. And you know what? Oscar speaks of what he doesn't understand, which he often does. And it's a big deal, and it's a good time, and I'm very pleased that they asked me to do it. I'm actually honored, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
The Fighting Huskies.
The Huskies. Go Huskies.
Go Huskies. Big Tuscarora. Season. By the way, the Huskies will have a winning season because of this move.
Oh. Yes.
Because of this move.
Called your shot.
That's right. I always think it's fun when people declare what the song of the summer is. And you can usually do it by about July 4th,
I would say that's fair.
And I think this year's song of the summer is Despacito. Have you heard this, Mike?
No.
There are two mixes.
They
one
don't
features
play
Bieber.
This in Maine.
No, I guess not. This wasn't at the Klan meeting?
No. Come and move that in my direction.
Thankful for that. It's such a blessing, yeah. But it's everywhere. And there are two.
You know what's amazing about it? It doesn't sound like anything I've ever heard.
No, not at all. But it's been number one for 8 weeks, I think.
Yeah.
And there's two versions.
Like every song, every little man squeezes his right nut to sing his song.
I know you'd like it, Mike, because I'm playing you the Justin Bieber remix. So that's Justin Bieber singing lead. But
where's the Spanish?
You need to hear that to hear this. A lady is so sick of her husband snoring over the past 5, 6, 7 years. She's been taping him snoring.
Oh, wow.
And then digitized the tape. And made a remix of Despacito. I guess you would call this Despasnoro. You can see the video of this man. Handsome guy, by the way. Looks like a snorer. On our Facebook page.
He's fat.
Of course.
Right.
That guy wants to kill himself now.
Awesome.
So that's that. And now you check
that's
out. It's good on video, but the audio is fine too. Mike, let's look at some great people that give us the news on television. Like this gentleman who is a weather forecaster on CNN.
The waters are getting warmer. The storms are getting stronger. We have Tropical Storm Don in the Atlantic heading toward the Windward Islands. Not Donald, Tropical Storm Don. Now I turn your attention to the Pacific. Well, that little spot will be eventually, soon, Tropical Storm Hillary. Hillary and Don. Kind of funny. But still, as we would say, oceans apart.
They got to do shtick somewhere.
Well, this is, that's not as good. Mike, do you ever look take WPLG Miami? That's
no.
I think it's a CBS station. I think you're going to like the anchor here. Right. They're covering a story here where a family woke up, 15 pounds of Italian sausage fell on their roof.
Oh, God.
By the way, this is in Miami?
Yes, Miami.
Every single station in Miami. That's it.
Well, we've
I love
taken
it,
over.
By the way.
I didn't get that from this newscast on WPLG. Anyway,
spicy sausage.
Yeah, it was Italian sausage fell to their roof in the middle of the night. Check out the anchorman.
And Deerfield Beach was awakened by a loud noise over the weekend. And in the morning, they discovered this, a meat mystery.
Okay.
It was quite the sausage surprise, they said. Giant packs of meat were found all around the home.
But exactly where did this mystery meat come from? Local 10 News reporter Nikki Mohan is on the case for us, and she is live now in Deerfield Beach with more to help us find the link to the sausage surprise.
We're clever.
So let's close with this. These two people were actually on Jimmy Kimmel last night. And Jimmy Kimmel did what you should do. He had fun with it.
Well, our dogs sometimes want to go out at night, and they did that night. So I got up and let them out around 4 a.m. And this crashing sound came on our roof. I mean, it was like louder than thunder, like a satellite or something, and hit our roof, or a meteorite or something like that.
Yeah, it was a meteor.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like. It was really loud.
I went outside to look. I saw nothing, so I just went on back in the house and forgot about it until the next day.
Is it possible that the dogs made a wish and it came true?
That's your magic audio vault. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
Oh, that is awesome. That's it. Thanks, people, for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget to update our brand new app today and unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream. All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two B's at MichaelMaraShow.com. Our mailing address is TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 2007. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.